The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Today is VE Day, Victory in Europe Day. So 79 years ago today, since Nazi Germany surrendered to the Allies, there are, of course, very few with their own memories, first-hand memories of that day, even fewer veterans who are still around to tell us what it was actually like to fight in the Second World War. But you will find one of them living in Dublin. Group Captain John Paddy Hemingway is his name. And our reporter, James Wilson, here in News Talk, has had the great pleasure to sit down with him. So, James, tell me all about this man.
So, Group Captain Hemingway was born in Dublin in 1919, so he will be 105 this July. He went to school at St Andrew's College, which was then on St Stephen's Green, and afterwards he joined the British Royal Air Force, where he had a very distinguished career. He fought in the Battle of France, which began 84 years ago on Friday, and then in the Battle of Britain. He was shot down four times and was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross. Last month, he and his son were kind enough to sit down and chat to me about his extraordinary war record.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
John, why did you join the RAF?
The Air Force. It was the only thing I thought of. I never thought of joining the army, I knew that. And I was no good in the Navy because I was no good at sea. It made me seasick.
Do you think you might have gone to university if you hadn't joined the RAF?
I'm certain I would have. Because I remember the choice of Trinity or the RAF being discussed. And the RAF being chosen.
And you had a great friend during the war called Dickie Lee. Could you tell me about him?
He was my flight commander. He was amazing. Nobody could touch him. He was the best pilot in the Air Force and very kind to me. But he was the best pilot I've ever seen.
On the 18th of August, which was the RAF hardest day, Dickie Lee was seen flying across the channel trying to shoot down some enemy 109s. Then you got shot down and went into the sea. And Dickie Lee was never seen again. Do you remember that day?
I remember that day. I remember life afterwards. Dickie Lee just wasn't there. I still remember it. When I was shot down in the sea, I didn't like that at all. I thought I was going to die.
What do you think that the war taught you as an individual that you could pass on to people of 20 and 30 years old?
It taught me nothing except that I was born to join the Air Force.
When you shot someone, did you shoot down an aeroplane or shoot down a pilot?
I always have thought that I shot down a pilot, but I didn't like it. I personally never worried about me and Germany in the air. I never doubted the fact that the RAF was better than the enemy. Never.
Do you enjoy living back in Dublin now, after all these years?
Oh yeah, Dublin is my city. I enjoy being here more than anywhere else. This is still my home.
Do you consider yourself now more Irish or British?
Irish.
Okay.
But joining the British forces, yeah, and fighting the British way, there's always an Irishman.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's an incredible story. The story he tells you is about, and I think that was his son who was coming in and out there as well, getting shot down at sea. And I mean, his own experience, his own thoughts about kind of the enemy as well, and the confidence he had that they were always going to come out on top. I mean, he's kind of, I guess, given his age and given, as we said right at the outset, how few people there are like him left, he's kind of finds himself in a unique position.
He really is. So there were just under 3,000 British airmen involved in the Battle of Britain, and he is the final survivor who is around to tell the tale of that extraordinary event. So one man who has probably met more of the few, as Churchill called them, than anyone else outside the RAF is Dave Brocklehurst from the Battle of Britain Museum in Kent. He has known John, or Paddy as he calls him, for decades.
I met John back in, I think it was the late 1980s, at North Weald. It used to be a gathering of pilots, and he was at that occasion. So it was great to meet him and many of his colleagues. Just an archetypal Battle of Britain pilot, very humorous, had a wry smile and a glint in his eye, a hero from the day. Well, you know, I'm very lucky that all my heroes, being Battle of Britain pilots and air crew, will always die as heroes.
Why was the Battle of Britain such a pivotal moment in the Second World War?
If we'd lost the Battle of Britain, we would be talking German. So everything that followed, we wouldn't know about the concentration camp. There wouldn't be a D-Day. There wouldn't be the dam busters. It allowed everything else to follow. And it was the first defeat of Nazi Germany.
At some point soon, there will be no Second World War veterans left. What lies ahead for your museum when these events slip from memory into history?
I've been very privileged. I've known over 1,000 Battle of Britain pilots and probably around about 250 German pilots and air crew. And it'll be very tragic and sad when we have none surviving. But it'll be a great privilege to have known them. But it's just the weight of responsibility falls on the shoulders of us as the Battle of Britain Museum to make sure they are commemorated and remembered in years to come. And we hope that for Britain, if you went to the battlefield of Hastings 1066, that in 1,000 years' time, people will be coming to the museum and learning of Paddy and his friends and colleagues.
Okay, so that's Dave Brocklehurst from the Battle of Britain Museum there in Kent, James, as you say. Well, I mean, were there many other pilots like John, like Irish pilots who fought in the Battle of Britain?
Yeah, so there were a fair few. So, for example, there was Dubliner Brendan Paddy Finucane, who was a famous flying ace. His dad had actually fought in the 1916 Rising, and he used to like to paint shamrocks on his planes. So that's pretty special.
Okay.
Also, if anyone out there is related to or knows anything about pilot Rupert Frederick Smythe, who was born on the 11th of June 1916 in Killiney, County Dublin, the Battle of Britain Museum would love to hear from you so they can find out more about him. I also spoke to John's son, Brian, a bit more about his father, and we delved a little further into what his dad is really like and that important question of what it means to be an Irishman fighting in a British uniform.
Dad was just a great figure to be with. I don't remember any negatives in my youth, but nor would I say I knew him very well. For instance, as I say, he never talked about the Battle of Britain at all, ever. And although I knew he was in the Battle of Britain, it had no significance to me at all until much, much, much later, when I actually started finding out what the Battle of Britain was all about.
So when did you start to learn more about your dad's war record?
About 12 years ago, I understand that the Telegraph commissioned an artist to draw some charcoal sketches of the last 8 Battle of Britain pilots, which was then published. And my cousin came to me and said, "Where's your dad? He's not on the list." So anyway, that kicked off this whole thing with who is Paddy Hemingway? Where has he been? He completely dropped off the radar of the Battle of Britain and hadn't talked to anyone. There were one or two occasions the BBC made programmes that he contributed, but that was about it. And there is a responsibility, being the last, to respond to people who really care about the RAF and who really care about what happened in the Battle of Britain, not to be as closed a mouth about it as he had been for the decades beforehand.
Why did he decide to move back to Dublin?
Irishness and the desire to go back to Ireland became much more to the front of his mind rather than just living. So at the ripe old age of about 90, he said, "No, I want to go back to Ireland where my roots are."
Finally, how did your dad feel as an Irishman joining the British forces? Do you think he ever felt conflicted?
As a family, they were not political. They were not religious, nor were they political. And he's been that way. He's not religious, and I have never talked politics with my dad once in my life. And they not quite kept their head down, but they just got on with life. But he was really fighting Germany, and that was the focus, rather than fighting for England or fighting for Ireland. He just saw that Hitler had to be stopped.
Yeah, that was Brian, the son of Group Captain John Paddy Hemingway. A remarkable, remarkable story, James. And listen, as you said, The Battle of Britain Museum in Kent would love to hear anything or from anybody who might know something about Rupert Frederick Smythe, or Smith, you might know him as, born the 11th of June 1916, Killiney, County Dublin. Just Google Battle of Britain Museum, or it's kbobm.org. But like I say, Google Battle of Britain Museum. James Wilson, thank you very, very much for that report. Fascinating stuff to mark. VE Day, Victory in Europe Day, 79 years after the fact.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.